In the last week, the St. Joseph County Sheriff's Office has seen a slight uptick in calls for family disputes and disturbances. People are stuck at home, sheltering from the coronavirus. Bars and restaurants are closed, sports are canceled, people could and are being furloughed or could lose their jobs completely. There are a lot of increases in stress levels. Dr. John Gallagher is a professor of social work at IU South Bend and works at Oaklawn Psychiatric Center.
When there is increased stress within an already unhealthy family system, this may lead to increases in child abuse and neglect and potentially domestic violence.
Amy Stewart Brown is the executive director of the Family Justice Center in St. Joe County. She says her organization's services are still open and they will continue to help victims get out of dangerous situations. She says family members and friends who know someone who is in a precarious situation should reach out more frequently right now.
Do they need a ride? Do they need to use your phone to make a call? Do they just need someone with a listening and non-judgmental ear? All of those things are really important parts of being a supportive and encouraging bystander.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Margaret Jessup says right now people need to recognize that the fear inherent in the current situation can manifest as anger.
Especially given the circumstances going on right now, we're better connected to the fear response and not so much why we feel the anger, that we forget sometimes that fight or flight, which is the response to take care of ourselves when we're in danger, is both a fearful and an angry response.
Jessup says it's important to be aware of how you're reacting to stress to avoid becoming the abuser in these situations.
Take a break from each other. Take a walk outside if you can in your environment with the social distancing, or find other outlets for some gross motor movement that will allow the body to use the feelings it's having in a way that's not harmful towards other people.
Jessup says it's important that there's no shame put on people who reach out for help. If you're struggling with mental health, with anger, or with fear, there are resources to help you and your family. Stuart Brown says it's also important not to put shame and blame on victims either.
There's nothing that you as the victim that you're doing to cause the violence. It's really important that we share that message. We don't ever want to do victim blaming, because if an abuser is going to be violent towards their partner, that's the choice that the abuser has made.
Gallagher says right now people need to pay attention to the primary health crisis of COVID-19, but they also need to recognize the secondary health crisis of addressing mental health issues during isolation.
As we address the public health, the physical health crisis, there are these many other unintended consequences or other social issues related to addiction, child abuse, domestic violence, re-traumatization that we want to consider and give just as much attention to.
Stuart Brown and the Family Justice Center have teamed up with the St. Joseph County Police to do a social media campaign aimed at letting people know what resources are still available. The center will continue to coordinate services and refer people in need to help. Those in immediate danger should call 911. Those seeking help with domestic violence or child abuse situations can call the Family Justice Center's 24/7 crisis line at 574-289-HELP. Or for more general information about mental health services, answers to COVID-19 questions, and help with food or shelter needs, call 211. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.